Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lovely news segment right there. Jazz hands in the air. Maybe I'll go over the news of the day in the next segment as well for those of you that usually rely on the news to tell you what's going on in the world. Hey, if not, a lot of wrestling news to get into as we head into Christmas here. The holiday season is upon us, and of course that means the Slammy Awards, which took place last night. I don't know if there's ever been a less exciting edition of the Slammy Awards than we saw last night on Monday Night Raw. I believe 4 winners didn't even show up. It's one thing when The Rock, for example, is unable to make it to Raw, or Ronda Rousey. But they couldn't get Brock Lesnar to Raw. Brock Lesnar worked at a house show for WWE on Saturday. He could very easily have shown up, accepted an award, and teased a match for WrestleMania. But no, he wasn't even on the show in Minnesota. Everybody wanted to see him. He wasn't there. Sting wasn't there. I realize that Sting needs neck surgery, but why was Sting not at Raw? I have no idea. One man who was there was Seth Rollins, who got the Wrestler of the Year award. I have a full list of the award winners that we'll read here on the program today for those of you that missed the Slammies. We could talk about that. Plus, don't forget, tonight is a big night of wrestling television. Super SmackDown Live is taking place tonight, which, by the way, the first thing my wife asked was, does that mean it's longer? No, it's a 2-hour show, but it is live. Talk about the matches scheduled for that show here tonight. We have also got the debut of TNA on Pop TV, which is looking like I don't get. We'll talk about that on the show with Mike Sempervivi. Your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more kicking off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, want to step into my cough cloud?
Your what?
Baby, when I cough, I expel a cloud of droplets that hangs in the air all around me. It's wet, wild, and potentially virus-filled. And it's big enough for two.
Ugh, cough clouds are sick. So take Robitussin DM Max. It soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful cough relief. Robitussin, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Business Loans Now is well known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for business across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than any personal credit. Business Loans Now could also help if your business has recently been underfunded by some other lender. To research the private equity sector and to find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you, visit businessloansnow.com.
Helping your business is what we do. Businessloansnow.com.
We took our ultra-thin Trojan bear skin condom and turned it up. Introducing the new Trojan studded bear skin condom. Thin for closeness. Studded for stimulation. Turn it up with the new Trojan studded bear skin condom. Trojan, the pleasure of protection. And for those who live large, try new Magnum bear skin condoms.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line today, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566, if you'd like to give us a call. Phone lines are open here today. Text messages as well. Got a lot of time here today on this holiday weekend. Talk about the Slammy Award winners. What did you think of the show last night, Mike?
I was just thinking the music that brought us in was Hey Ladies by the Beastie Boys. And do you remember that that video for that song?
No.
It's an incredibly entertaining video because it's just so ridiculous and over the top. And when you're going to do ridiculous and over the top, you got to be careful that it's really good, you know, because if not, it's going to be a spectacular failure. So if you're going to go all the way, go all the way. Last night they didn't go all the way, and it was a horrible show. Now, that's for what it is. If you take it as a one-off show, which you probably should, there was one good part about it, which is Roman Reigns was incredibly cheered, so that was good. But as far as the rest of the show, which was all centered around the Slammy Awards, it was a miserable failure. Most of the people, I mean, weren't there. Your Steve Austin's, The Rock, over and over and over, people weren't there. And it had to be painful as I don't know what if you were sitting there in that building or you were one of the wrestlers that had to be standing in the ring and just looking like a fool as the skits were going on because I guess they were short on time, because why would you actually think about planning a show that's basically a gimmick show in advance and keep it under 3 hours? God only knows why. But it wasn't very good. It was a terrible show. But again, at least there was one positive in that Roman Reigns was cheered, and two, it was a one-off show, and hopefully they get back to something a little bit better next week. I would tend to doubt it.
Let me give you some insight into the Slammies, Mike, since I have attended a live Slammies.
Oh, good, because you were telling me that this was going to be good yesterday, weren't you?
No, I did not say that.
Okay.
Okay, I've been to Slammies, and what they did with the wrestlers is what they do every year. And you think it's weird thinking about it? You should actually see it. You should see what happens when a guy comes out on the stage to be a presenter, and then all of a sudden, wrestlers come to the ring. They do their full entrance. They get in the ring, and all of a sudden, all the music stops, and they go back to the guy on the stage. They shoot an angle or whatever they're going to do for the actual presentation, and then when it's over, they go right back to the guys in the ring. It is far more strange live than it is watching on television or even imagining it. That's the way they have the show structured to try to keep it moving. They do the entrances during the commercial break while everybody is voting on the various awards. It is surreal to watch as an actual fan in the building. And yes, as you noted, it was boring. God, it was boring. And I just want to read one of these awards. I got the whole list right here. We can go over them if we want to, but they did Where is it? What the hell is it?
As you're looking for that, I will mention that, again, Monday Night Football.
God, I threw it away.
It'll be interesting to see. Monday Night Football offered no real competition while Raul was on, because even though New Orleans came back and in theory made it somewhat of a game, if you were to look at the final score, Detroit was up big. It was a sloppy game from New Orleans' side. So, again, while Raul was on, at least the actual content of the game wasn't any good. I guess we'll see how the rating is.
All right, I got it right here. I should have just gone to my own website. That's where it was. The full list of the Slammy Award winners. I just want to mention that they had the LOL moment of the year. Now, for those of you that are subscribers, we've got a guy named Dewey on our board who is a great, great man. And at the end of the year, he goes and he compiles a list of the 50 best moments of our audio over the course of the full year. 50! And the way that it works is we have a message board, and everybody goes up there, and if they hear something really funny on an audio show, they will nominate it in the thread. And then Dewey goes through, he finds all of the clips, he edits it together into like an 8-hour compilation of the 50 funniest moments on the audio shows in 2015. Have you ever listened to one of these, Mike?
I have indeed.
They are awesome. So a big thank you to Dewey because he's doing it against this year. But the point of this is, he can come up with 50 funny moments as voted upon by the listeners over the course of the entire year. 50! WWE, let me just read some of these nominees for the LOL moment of the year. What this means, everybody, is these are what WWE nominated for the funniest laugh out loud moments of the whole entire year.
LOL.
LOL. They make you laugh out loud. The nominees were New Day versus Edge and Christian in a trombone versus kazoo battle. Did anybody listen to this? God bless all the performers. Did any single person listening to this laugh out loud at that?
Or remember it?
I didn't. Mrs. Erectile Dysfunction commercial, as created by Damian Mizdow. That should have won an award as the single not funniest moment on WWE of the whole entire year. Painfully, painfully unfunny.
Unfortunately, I remember that one because, yeah, it was bad.
Triple H dancing with the New Day.
Showing that he truly is.
Mike did laugh. Dance. Mike did laugh at that memory. So,
oh, yes.
I will give them that. Although, can you imagine on this show where Hunter has been killed by Roman Reigns and is allegedly dead or something, even though he's been all over the place for the last week, and Roman Reigns somehow didn't watch TakeOver? And Stephanie McMahon is flipping her lid and vowing to ruin the show because of Roman Reigns. And then they actually show a video of these two geeks dancing with the New Day and being as babyface as possible.
Well, look, now, to be fair here, it's not like this is something new for them. They have been showing clips about SmackDown coming to USA with Triple H and Stephanie at a table in which Roman Reigns was across from them, and Roman Reigns later on had problems putting together office boxes.
Truth thinks he is in a match he's not in, which was kind of funny. I'm not sure I laughed out loud. And then, of course, the Bushwhackers Hall of Fame speech, which was legitimately funny. The legitimate funniest thing of the five that they came up with was something they didn't even script. So the winner of the funniest WWE moment in all of 2015 was Truth thinking he was in a match he was in that he wasn't. Can you imagine? This is their idea of comedy.
And, yeah, I got nothing.
Can I retire now?
I got nothing. I was watching the, because I think of it with a great memory, because as much as I talk about being such a fan of Mid-South Wrestling and Crockett and all that sort of stuff, it's not like I didn't watch WWF 2. I watched all of it. I was a fan from such an early age. And yesterday, I just couldn't resist. I had to put on the 1987 Slammy Awards on the network, which were the 37th annual Slammy Awards as they announced them, and there was a bunch of incredible nonsense on the show, like the Harley Race and Duggan brawling throughout the entire building and out through the set, and at the end, everybody singing If You Only Knew, and it being produced by executive producer Kayfabe. But as much reverence as I think back with that stuff, I do, because of shows like took place yesterday that are really bad. So when they're really bad, you have to, you know, call a spade and just say, you know, in some ways, I guess this is why the older crowd says that Vince completely killed wrestling, because it didn't lead to anything good. When it is good, though, it is good. But then a lot of times it leads to shows like this where what was accomplished by this, it wasn't any good. And in times where things are bad, you got to put your best foot forward. And this certainly wasn't it.
Got to head to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, a radio network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a text message here from somebody who says, "Don't know if you saw, but Joey Styles has been arguing with people on Twitter about the Slammies being a work since yesterday. It is really funny." Why does Joey Styles bother? Why does he bother?
Sometimes you just get gotten to.
Now, what's the point of wasting your life arguing? Listen.
That's his job. What is Joey Styles' actual title there?
He does all of the website stuff, but I mean,
well,
come
there
on.
There you go. I mean,
don't waste your damn time with this.
Yeah, I mean, paid for it.
Do any of these people that think it's a work actually stop for 2 seconds and think about the fact that four people didn't show up to accept their awards last night? Why would you work Slammy Awards and give the awards to four people who aren't even there?
And if you really thought about it with a critical thought, why would some of those people who won have won? I mean, just look at the Kevin Owens thing alone was the greatest example of that, because Neville goes out with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, they got rid of him.
Yeah, I mean, so that didn't really, if you think about that, didn't make any sense. I mean, it just seemed like they were drawing a line to get to Dolph Ziggler and Kevin Owens, and they thought they were going to have it, and they made sure that they had it no matter what. So, I mean,
if you missed it, everybody, it was Breakout Star of the Year. It should have been Kevin Owens, obviously, and they gave it to Neville because I guess he's a babyface. The fans voted for Neville. And so Neville comes out completely baffled that he's won, and he's cutting this promo about how shocked he is. And then they play Kevin Owens' music. Kevin Owens comes out and says, I should have won, beat it. And Neville, the babyface, leaves. And then Kevin Owens cuts the promo that he was going to cut if he had won. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they were leading to a match. And if they just figured, okay, is it going to be, is this a feud or is this for tonight? And they just left. As soon as he left, it's like, okay, all righty.
Yeah, the Slammies are not worked, everybody. If they were worked, I can't say they would be better, but certainly I don't think we had four people not showing up to accept their Slammy, which made the company just look so low rent. Can you imagine, like, a real awards show? And I realize in a real awards show they give out way more awards, well, but so can you imagine four of the top awards being given out and the winner isn't even there?
Well, it cinched my old man status today, too, but I mean, think about it. You're doing this at the detriment of some of the people, of some of your quote-unquote superstars, like a Neville, who, you know, you get the surprise victory, and, you know, wow, there's people out there that would vote for him. And then he's just run off like a, you know, like a chump. I mean, I don't know how you get, again, how you get yourself out of that. Maybe Owens comes out and attacks him, which leads to Dolph making the save, and then you go with something like that. I just, again, it was not a good show.
It's amazing. I got a Fitbit for Christmas that I still got to wrap up here, but it is fun to watch my heart rate go way up when I start ranting about stuff like Joey Styles having a fight with geeks on Twitter about whether the Slammies were real. Spursnier says, say what you want about the Usos winning the Tag Team of the Year award, but Rusev not winning a Slammy for throwing a fish at Lana is the real travesty. Rusev was involved in more great comedy this year than any single one of their nominees for the LOL Moment of the Year, and he was shafted in these awards here. Shafted, I say.
Arguably a underrated wrestler. Because
arguably? Who would argue that?
I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody out there that might, but it's like, this guy could be your world champion, and I'd buy it. You know, he's still not there yet, even if times were great. But boy, is he really good and can just do everything. So, you know, why not kill him in the League of Nations?
This person here says, if there were a Slammy Award for Clerical Oversight of the Year, what would be your nominee? I nominate Roman winning the Royal Rumble. In all seriousness, if you're going to do a Clerical Oversight of the Year involving Roman Reigns, it is not Roman Reigns winning the Royal Rumble. It's Roman Reigns feuding with The Big Show.
False.
No. That has to be the worst booking in the long and storied history of professional wrestling.
Well,
no.
Here's why. To be fair, they are stupid often because they did this with Daniel Bryan and Kane last year. But to rewind even a little bit before that, it was putting Daniel Bryan in the Royal Rumble, which caused the problem with Roman Reigns that ended up being compounded when he got in there with the Big Show. And then we got what we got till the end of the year.
I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to tell you why. That was a big mistake, but you know what? They made the mistake. It's over and done with, and Daniel Bryan was out of the picture. He's been out of the picture for months. Months he's been out of the picture. And even when he was gone, they couldn't get the guy over because of things like feuding with the Big Show. If everybody would have booed the hell out of the guy at the Royal Rumble, and he would have become Steve Austin the next day, he probably would have been over enough to win the title at WrestleMania.
Oh, God, and some of the verbiage is coming back to me. You know what? I apologize. I dare say I was wrong because, yeah, I'm remembering the promos now and how everything was. It was so bad. Yeah, suffer and suck it, Dad.
Yeah, there's a million mistakes that have been made in the history of wrestling. And a one-day mistake is rarely the end of the world. It's all about the follow-up. And he got booed out of the building at the Royal Rumble, and their follow-up was, let's have him do John Cena long promos that he sucks at. Let's have him have absolutely horrible matches with the Big Show that get worse every single solitary time. Let's bore the hell out of the fans with his matches. All of these were bigger mistakes than actually putting Daniel Bryan in the Royal Rumble, although that was a monumental one-day mistake. It was a follow-up that was a bigger issue.
Well, it's just, and if you want to, and this is not to be overly critical or anything, but if you really, you can very easily say you can list 100 of these things from this year. And some of it, yeah, might be nitpicking, but there have just been other things at other times that have been, you know, bright and shiny. And it's amazing, you know, that there are still people that they come to the shows, although many of them come sitting on their hands and TV ratings that have dropped. It's because of things like that. So
I also want to mention this here. He had other nominees, including bringing back Del Rio as a heel. Actually, they didn't. He was back as a babyface, but they made him go heel. He was cheered like crazy the first night. But
well,
yes.
And that was the whole thing. Yeah, that was the plan with you know, he was going to come out there, and I don't know why they thought he was going to get booed, but, you know, maybe because of the presence of Zeb Coulter, but immediately they should have called the audible, and on Raw should have been the biggest babyface in the world. So, yeah, that's another amazingly foolish one.
Advertising reigns for ESPN prior to his title win, ending the U.S. Open challenge to an already established star. And the Force Divas Revolution or something else. Let me say one thing about the Roman Reigns deal. I know some people were really upset that they announced that Roman Reigns was going to be on ESPN prior to him winning the title on Raw. I had no problem with that because ESPN was the next day. And if we imagine that this is real and that ESPN is working with WWE, let's say that ESPN is working with UFC and ESPN is going to have a fighter on every single Sunday. And UFC is Saturday night. ESPN does have to make plans. I mean, they could scramble at the last minute, but ESPN could very easily say a week early, all right, it's the Conor McGregor show on Saturday night. We're going to want Conor McGregor on the show on Sunday in studio. They buy the plane ticket. They make all of the, you know, you got to get his plane ticket from UFC to wherever the ESPN studios are, wherever he's going to be filming the deal or whatever you're going to do. Or you got to fly a guy to wherever. The point is,
Stanford.
They very easily could announce, hey, yeah, Conor McGregor's on the show tomorrow, and then Conor goes on and loses. You don't know what's going to happen. So I didn't really have a problem with that. ESPN wanted Roman Reigns, whether he won or lost. That's it. He just happened to win.
But it wasn't, you know, any time now you got to really... I don't know. You should say that. Again, this is the Bill Watts thing. Always have an out to whatever it is you're going to say if you're going to do something like that where it's like, you know, Roman Reigns, win or lose, is going to be on. You know, you got to sell it like that if you're going to go ahead and announce it. And I don't blame them for announcing it, and I know this is probably just really nitpicking in this era, but if you want to cover up your tracks that way, I mean, it's just a thing WWE would not have done maybe 5 years ago, and it's one of those things that they've slipped up on, and it happens now.
Yeah, but you're looking at, if we look at this, let's look at it like it's real. They announced a guy was going to be on ESPN, and then he won. Who cares? That's way different from Triple H got killed, and then he's live at TakeOver in London. And then, the next day on SmackDown, they pretend no one's seen him. And then on Raw, Roman Reigns says, I haven't seen the guy in a week. That is stupid.
Yes, it's another thing that they probably would not have done long ago that they do now. Yeah, it's incredibly, incredibly painful, I know.
Studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Oh, my God. I like Paige, but that whole thing with R-Truth about the Steve Harvey botch.
I told you they were going to do that.
Painful.
I warned
Everybody
you.
Everybody knew they were going to do that.
Painful to watch.
Yes, it was.
And then you
hideous.
Get Nikki wins it, and she comes out and she acts like she's president of the National Organization of Women.
Everybody wins,
even though she was a heel.
And then they would just like
not in that outfit. She wasn't.
They hadn't seen each other in years. You know, what's up with that? They're supposed to be you know, adversaries in the ring, but for the Slammies, they was like they were sisters or something or another.
Well, it is a new deal with the Bellas where they want to make sure that everybody loves them, even though they play bad guys on TV, which I think
then,
sucks.
Then you throw in that really bad match between Brie Bella and Becky Lynch.
Not good.
Then you got Stephanie beating the hell out of the announcer at the end. What was the point of that?
Because Stephanie is losing right now, and so she has to keep her heat by embarrassing and humiliating others, such as poor Tom Phillips, who, to be fair, asked a very stupid question. If
maybe
I were in a bad mood and he asked me that question, I'd probably beat his ass, too.
Maybe that's how to give
thing.
Stephanie an out.
Why does TNA keep backing, putting so much push into Matt Hardy? You can't depend on him.
Well, let's get to that one after the break. I want to thank you very much for the call. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I should note that after well over 1,000 votes yesterday, the least likely scenario, according to the listeners, for WrestleMania, Roman Reigns versus John Cena is both cheered at 53%, both booed at 31%, Cena booed at 8%, and Roman Reigns booed at 8%.
See, much like my Stephen and Mel prediction for best celebrity interaction, I was correct. as I am always on this show.
What are you talking about?
What?
You said
they were both going to be booed out of the building.
I said both booed out of the building was not. I forget. Who cares?
Taking that as a victory.
Where's my damn poll here? Now you're going to make me analyze what we talked about.
Ah, Brian can't find his poll.
All right. The hell was it anyway? Oh, here it is. You said the most likely scenario. Wait a second. I said both of them being booed was not. I can't even remember what I said.
Dude, today can't freestyle on the mic anymore.
Damn it. Somebody send me the thing so I can remember yesterday's argument. What was it? It was something about being booed out of the building, and you said
no chance.
No chance. That's right. That's right. So I said, what is least likely? And both cheered was least likely, not both booed. So I was right. Anyway. Any truth to the rumors about financial issues at Ring of Honor making them not renew contracts? Could be why Kanellis and Bennett jumped to TNA. Here's all I know. I don't know what anyone's making. I don't know what ROH's financial situation is, but I can tell you this. TNA cut costs to such a degree that I believe they had three people under contract. Three people in a whole wrestling promotion. Everybody else was on per-date deal, so they didn't have a lot of money. However, it appears that Maria and Mike Bennett have gone from Ring of Honor to TNA, which suggests to me that somehow, A, TNA came up with some money, and B, they came up with more money than Ring of Honor was offering because they gave up Ring of Honor and New Japan to go to Pop TV. So it would stand to reason that Ring of Honor offered them less money than TNA offered, which I can only imagine was not a lot of money. So that would suggest that maybe there are some issues. All I know is that Ring of Honor offered a ridiculously large deal to the Young Bucks. And according to Dave, now you've got other wrestlers disgruntled because a standard has been set and no one else is getting that kind of money. So it may have thrown everything in disarray to give that much money to the Young Bucks. Now there's less money left over for everybody else, and people may be leaving. I don't know what's going on, but we do have two people that appear to have left to go to TNA. And as we head into the new year and other contracts are coming due, if you see more and more people leaving, then yes, that would indicate that there are some financial issues at Ring of Honor, but it may just be two people. We'll have to wait and see. Let's go to
Good.
I was going to go to the studio line, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, look, there's nobody asks for less money when they're going to renegotiate their deals. You know, it's going to happen. And yeah, like you said about Dave with the Young Bucks, you know, the Briscoes are there. You know, a couple of the people that are signed already. And there's only so much money that Sinclair Broadcasting is going to throw behind this thing. And you do, although you don't want to lose anybody. If you are going to lose people, I mean, you have to look at this strategically, too. And again, what more can Mike Bennett and Maria do in Ring of Honor? And what more can you do with them? You know, and would your fan base miss them as much as they may miss somebody else that's going to be asking for a lot more money, too?
So I got a note here. I guess WWE is aware that last night was kind of boring, and the fact that the winners didn't show up kind of sucked. And so there are discussions about how to make the show better next year, and the two of the ideas being bandied about, and who knows what's going to happen. But two of the ideas being suggested are, A, instead of doing the live voting, do the live voting in advance. So if Rock and Ronda Rousey win, you get taped promos from them, and you can air them on the show. That's the first idea. And the second idea is to switch the Slammies from the third week in December, whatever it is, to WrestleMania weekend. And that way you guarantee that virtually everybody that works for the company is going to be there because they've got the access, they've got the NXT shows, they've got everything. And that way, when people win, you can have them come out and accept their award. The problem, obviously, is that means that either the go-home show or the post-Mania Raw ends up being the Slammies, which sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah, that would be the only thing there, because you could say, well, we can use SmackDown for it, but look, if you still don't want to do that, I don't think leading into WrestleMania, you want to have SmackDown. At least if you're not going to have live matches on there, it's got to be 100% selling WrestleMania. That's it and that's all. But to somehow do it that weekend, the problem is putting stress on the wrestlers and everybody involved in the production team and everything. But I think that you could really maximize some serious dollars out of that if you looked at it from a pure business point of view, as far as selling tickets and doing something where the Slammies does mean a little bit more to those people that are diehard enough to pay for it. And WrestleMania weekend, you could probably pull that off. Again, the problem would be time.
Here's my solution. As a booking genius, like Larry Madison.
As you plan out a couple weeks in advance, that would actually solve the whole problem right there.
That's what I was going to say. So I think the idea of doing live voting is so they can garner all of these social media stats and go, we had 18 billion engagements on Monday, December 21st, and oh my God, the stock price should go up. No fan cares about that. The easiest way to do this is to say the Slammies are going to be on December 21st, and the week earlier on Raw, we're going to announce all of the categories and all of the nominees, and you can only vote live during this show. And so you get your three-hour block of crazy social media numbers, you get all of the votes tallied a week in advance, and then you go and you make sure the winners are either there or you get a taped video from the performers, and basically you stretch the Slammies into a two-week format, which probably would make for a better show because the whole show doesn't suck doing all of this stuff the way they did it last night. You could spread it out more. You could have more matches and more entrances and not any of this goofiness that they have to do every week, and you get 2 weeks of ratings out of it.
And again, it's give your talent some credit too, as far as being able to cut promos ahead of time. You know, have them just cut one that they won and cut one if they would have lost, and have that in the can too, in case you happen to be running short on one of these shows. You know, God forbid that happens, where you can actually air a reaction to it, or for somebody that's not there, have that in the can for the post show or next week's pre show. I mean, it's really, really not that difficult. Again, it's one of those times where it's not that hard. And to just sit there and plan things out a little bit, it's not that hard.
Before we go to the phone, I want to read one more text message. This person says, Brian, do you have something against Sheamus? You seem to not like him very much for some reason. If you're asking if I have anything personal against Sheamus, I don't care one way or the other about Sheamus personally. I don't know him. I've never met him. I have nothing personal for or against the guy. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Apathetic towards that man, personally.
I'm sure he's a great guy. But did you watch the show last night? Did you watch the show where Sheamus and his heel group beat up four men? They killed four men, and then they came out for the main event, and nobody cared one bit about Sheamus. I have no problem with Sheamus. I do have a problem with Sheamus as your top heel. He is the worst top heel. Top heel. I'm not talking like a heel. He's the top heel. And the League of Nations is the top heel group. Never in history has there been a worse top heel group than the League of Nations. So, yes, I have a problem with him as the top guy. But personally, Stephen Farrelly or whatever his name is, I have no problem with him. He's just playing a character who happens to be a horrible main eventer. That's it.
Is that his real name, Stephen Farrelly?
I think so.
I was really hoping his real name was Seamus O'Shaughnessy. That he
check.
Used in,
check and see what it is. I'm pretty sure it is. I have a terrible memory, but I can somehow remember real names. To the phones. Studio line, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Danny in Milwaukee.
Danny, what's up?
What's up, dude?
It is Stephen Farrelly.
How about that? Go ahead.
All right. So before I get into my question, I think another thing that don't help Sheamus and all these goofballs is that these men love rubbing, touching, and hugging each other. It's like every time these jabronis come out, they do a group hug, and they're touching each other's stomachs and rubbing each other. So I don't think that does them any favors. But I digress. Did you guys watch Breaking Ground last night?
I haven't seen this week's show yet, no.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let me preface this by saying I love Dana Brooke. I've always liked her. I think she's a slick performer. But she was talking about Asuka yesterday. They actually focused on Asuka for the first time, and she's like, oh, this girl from Japan, Asuka, I guess she's some big deal. She comes in here and now she has all the girls buzzing like, oh, she's going to get called up before us. And she was like, and she throws these real stiff kicks, and when she puts her arm bar on you, she yanks on it. And she was like kind of implying that Asuka's like an unsafe worker. And at the very end of the episode, they show Asuka's flying ass attack, and then Dana Brooke hits the mat like she's just been shot with a shotgun, and she starts crying, and then and the episode ends.
Wow.
So do you think that Dana Brooke just being jealous, like, because Asuka is so dope, that she's like, man, this girl's amazing. I've only been wrestling for 6 months. You know, she's delusional if she thinks she's better than Asuka. But do you think that's a little bit of jealousy, her, you know, playing it up all big, that Asuka's unsafe and she hurt her in the ring? You know, out of jealousy. What do you
well,
think?
Let me watch the show first. Because
I think it sounds like to me a good tease for the next week's show. That's what that is.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a good tease for the next week's show. They do a cliffhanger where somebody gets hurt or somebody gets fired on every single one of these Breaking Grounds. It's very patterned. But, I mean, when I watch the show, I've been told that, like, a lot of the show really is real. But, you know, there is a method to the madness. I mean, they're trying to get Baron Corbin over as a big star fit for the main roster. They're trying to get, I mean, honest to God, the breakout star of the year, Tyler Breeze, he was brought up. I'm virtually certain of this right now. He was brought up so that Breaking Ground would have a success story. Here's a guy who made it, and now he's, that was the focus of one of the episodes. I'm pretty sure that's the main reason he was brought up, because he didn't do a damn thing with the guy. Nothing. Last week when they had Eva Marie accidentally kick Carmella in the head. This was 2 weeks ago, actually. I mean, listen, people get hurt all the time, but they focused on that one because the storyline is that Eva sucks and everyone at NXT hates her, and they played it up into a storyline. You really honestly believe that Eva Marie didn't go backstage and apologize profusely to Carmella for kicking her in the head? Well, if she did, they never showed it on the show. Because it doesn't play into the narrative that Eva sucks and is dangerous and everybody should hate her when they watch NXT. Asuka and Emma and Dana Brooke are feuding. And so everything that you just explained sounds to me like a way to try to create a storyline based on alleged real life of Asuka being this stiff worker that's killing poor Dana Brooke. I'll watch the show. Maybe I'll have a different opinion tomorrow, but I'm just skeptical. Just put it that way.
There's a reason these shows have executive producers.
Yes. This person says, I was at the show with my fiance, her first show. I'd apologize throughout the show for the boringness. Also, I agree that most of it was not a work. Nikki Bella winning definitely was. No, it wasn't. They're all shoot. They're all shoot votes.
And nobody should be, and really, if you think about it, mainstream-wise, nobody should really be surprised if Nikki Bella wins everything. Seriously.
If Paige would have won, they would have brought out Nikki, and then R-Truth would have said, I made a mistake, it was Paige. All of these are shoot, trust me. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Prisoner says they solicit text messages, so legally they can't work the results because people pay to vote. Companies have been fined by the FTC for that. I thought it was just voting on the app. I didn't know they had text message voting. Is that true?
I didn't know that either. I thought it was all about the app and online.
Well, one way or the other, they're not working it, so everybody quit worrying about it. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of days. Tonight is Super SmackDown Live, USA Network. We've got Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler versus Kevin Owens, and The New Day versus the Lucha Dragons, both championship matches. The IC title is on the line, as well as the tag team titles. Also tonight, debuting on Pop TV will be Impact Wrestling. It is not the official debut. They haven't been pushing this hard. This is just the best of that was going to be airing on Destination America. Next 2 weeks, those best of shows will be on Pop TV. So if you want to find out what the best of TNA was in this year 2015, check that out. And the show next week will be a look at the TNA World Title Series as they are going to be crowning a champion on their debut on Pop TV on January 7th, I believe. I'll have the actual date here in a moment. First week of January, but anyway. NXT tomorrow, Sami Zayn versus Ty Dillinger. The Drifter will debut against Bull Dempsey. And Jason Jordan and Chad Gable versus Blake and Murphy versus the Hype Bros versus the VOD Villains. All of that on NXT. We're out of time. Later on tonight, myself, Vinny and Craig, Retro Raw and Retro Nitro on the Brian and Vinny Show, plus round two of the Karate Fighters Holiday Round Robin Tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check that out. And we are out of here. Back tomorrow with more noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, live and free every day on Sports Byline USA. Thanks, Mike, and everybody at Sports Byline. Talk to you again tomorrow. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.